Show podcast, you dirty fucking bitches. As usual, I am your host, Mikey.
Yeah, that's definitely Mikey.
Oh, this is Sandy.
It's a party.
I'm Oliver.
Today on the podcast, we have a very special guest. His name is George. Fucking George, introduce yourself.
George. Yep, I'll just go as George.
Okay, we'll go as George. And then, as another reappearing guest, Sean Palmer.
I'm not a guest anymore.
You're not. You're just in this to win this.
I am just in this to be the gorilla douchebag. Right?
Hey, you know what? You're doing a great job. You know what? You can do the beer one. You can grab the beer from the ice chest.
I can grab the beer for myself.
Hey, come on, man! You're the closest to the ice chest. I got a nice. It's a pod chest. It's the pod chest. There's waters in there too. I was trying to be considerate. I thought I'd get some waters, make it real comfortable, make it friendly. Okay.
Look at that shit. Look how small you make that can look.
Oh. I didn't even know what you were talking about right now.
Some big ass.
All right. Anyway, so today on the podcast, we're going to be talking to George about.
Randomness,
man. One of the things I want to talk to you actually about is because, George, you got a lot of sweet tattoos, man.
All right.
So I'm getting my first tattoo on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So next week's podcast, probably me talking a little bit about that. But for this week...
But where are you going to go?
I got a buddy who's got a lot of really nice work, too. And he's referred me to his guy, and I've seen some of his work. It's good stuff. I liked it, so I thought I would try it out. Pretty cool.
Do you have anything in mind?
Yeah. Oh, I just choked on my beer. I'm going to get a shark. Badass shark, yeah. You know what? You want to know the reason why? And this is because...
That's your animal. That's your animal of choice, you know.
It's my spirit animal. No. Okay. Sharks are apex predators, man. They are really... They've been around since the dinosaurs. So... They're one of the few predators that have left unchanged for millions of years.
Yeah,
and that's pretty amazing to me.
They were saying there's still a certain shark that supposedly went extinct, like, hundreds of years ago. And they have a theory that it's still living deep, deep underwater.
Which shark is this?
It's like a shark that's four times bigger than the great white shark.
Oh, I know. This is the Megalodon.
Yeah, exactly.
The Megalodon is an amazing... creature that they've never found a skeleton to. And the part of the reason is because most sharks, they don't really have bones. They have cartilage that kind of uses as a skeletal structure. So that stuff can decompose. And the only thing they found, because the only bones that sharks really have are the teeth.
Mm.
The teeth. And then that's what they find, is they find these fucking giant teeth
that
are like that, dude. Like you could fit them in your palm. And like they judge it by the size that fit in like to a great white's mouth.
Yeah.
This thing could swallow a great white hole.
Exactly, yeah.
Another cool animal I seen the other day was the, what they call it? Like, the mega anaconda? Like, it was like a giant snake.
Is that a gay joke laugh?
Oh my god. I'm sorry. That just sounds like if you type it in the Google search bar, it's gonna pull up all these pornos. These pornos with dudes with huge ass fucking schlongs.
No. Okay, I got the name.
And not just the black dudes, alright? The dudes that are taking those pills and shit, you know? They're gonna show everybody.
Dude, do you think those pills work?
I'm sure there are pills that do work. I'm not sure about the ones that are being advertised.
Are you really going down this road, guys?
I don't want to talk about this right now, dude.
Is that where we're going?
Well, no.
They don't work.
Mikey, do you think you need
them? I don't know. I never used them before.
You know?
Who needs them?
Oh. Serious, man.
I wouldn't mind a couple extra inches. It's not going to hurt nobody.
I don't want to get into
Can we not?
Don't make me.
Can we not?
I was talking about...
It's crossing lines that Sandy was not prepared for today, okay?
Ain't nobody got time for that. Thank you. Okay. No, I was talking about Titanoboa. Titanoboa is the name of this. And they found it in Central America. It's supposed to be a replica of the anaconda, but a lot bigger, about 60 feet long. So that's a pretty fucking big snake.
Dude. What about that crocodile in the Amazon?
You want to lick it?
28 feet. 28 feet. That crocodile. and crocodiles, the Amazons.
Crocodiles are the other animal that, is a like dinosaur. The shark, is pretty dinosaur, much a dinosaur. Yeah. They've been around for that long. Yeah. And they are fucking amazing. Yeah. Super Croc. They have the show on Animal Planet. Super Croc.
Super what?
Super Cock?
Super Croc. With the croc.
Super Croc.
Yeah. Super Croc.
You mean Super Clock, right? Yeah. You being Asian right now?
Super Croc! No, it's called Super Croc, and this guy is fucking huge, man. And he goes and swallows, like, antelopes whole and all sorts of kind of stuff. It's pretty amazing.
The biggest crocodile in the United States, I think, is, like, 18 feet. So for that one to be 28 feet, that's a big difference. But it's in the Amazon, you know, where it's... has no predators. It's just eating
Amazon,
and eating.
I'm pretty sure it's in Africa.
No, that's where they seen that one, the biggest one. I'm sure there's different big ones. Like,
pretty sure it's in Africa.
Different. Yeah, another gay shit. you guys are bad.
You know, you guys are so dirty. I'm so glad that I run a clean program, okay?
Yeah, the fuck, right?
You know, I'm very classy.
It's clean if the world is dirty.
I guess so. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
What do you mean by that?
The world's dirty.
If the world was clean, this would be clean. There you go. That's what I meant to say.
The world's not clean. We're all dirty motherfuckers. No. That's what I'm saying. Dirty animals.
That's what I'm saying.
And I love it.
You filthy animal.
Anyway. No. Yeah, there's some pretty...
I wish the internet could see my face right now.
You know, Sandy gives me those looks sometimes where it's like, fuck, I can't believe I even know you.
She's trying to shoot her lasers through my head right now, but it's not working because I don't care.
It's not even that. It's just,
she's just waiting. She's like, I see it. A lightning bolt is coming right through this fucking door right into his face.
No.
Spitting on this!
Right?
Straight out of Harry Potter land.
This guy... Mm. Oh, so your tattoo.
Yes, I'm gonna get a fucking shark, dude. It's gonna be a badass shark.
How much? What's the estimate?
Dude. You don't want to talk about money. But I'll tell you. It's about $200.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Because that's his price on the gorilla.
Really? Yeah. So, that's what I... You know, okay, here's the thing that pisses me off a little bit, though. Because...
How big are you going this tattoo?
Okay, it's gonna be about... hand, you know, like maybe finger size.
This guy's going from here to here. From
Jesus Christ.
From shoulder to like almost your elbow.
Yeah.
Close to your elbow.
That's awesome.
$200, yeah.
That's a good deal. But what pisses me off is the tipping factor. Because this is something I wasn't familiar with.
No tip?
No See? Tip. Just the tip. That's what pisses me off. Because I was talking to my friend. Good guy, and I respect his opinion, but he told me I have to pay.
I'll think about it.
He suggested $60 to $80 for a tip on a $200 tattoo. And I said, hold the fucking phone. $60 to $80?
Yeah.
That's like a 40 to...
Okay.
Wait, he demanded?
He was suggesting. His friend was suggesting to give the tattoo artist. That wasn't the tattoo artist, though, right?
No, I said no. I wouldn't do that to the tattoo guard's to your face and tell him you're
like
fucking
a tip.
Crazy.
That sounds like interest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that sounds like
closing costs.
Another top.
I think the only time you give like a really big tip like that is if it's a lot of work and they've been working on you for like 5 hours straight.
Like if one day really... session, like you know, one tattoo. Mm-hmm. Nothing spectacular. Yeah. I'm sure this ain't the first shark and not the last shark he's going to do. Yeah. So it pisses me off. It's like, why do I got to pay you a 45% tip? You know, that doesn't make sense to me.
When I got my tattoo, all it is stars around my ankle. And the guy wanted, like, he kind of looked upset that I only gave him, like, $20 tip. But it took him, it was really quick. And it wasn't even hard.
Yeah, he didn't break a sweat. So
no.
It wasn't worth giving him a tip.
See, that's the thing. Well, like, I know what I'm going to get is probably it's going to be good work, and I'm sure it'll turn around great. But that's a little excessive, don't you think?
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit too much.
If there's not a lot of detail, and it doesn't take very long, and it doesn't, like,
that's
the
thing. I know some things about tattoos, but I don't know a whole lot. Like, yeah. I know a good one when I see it. Like, that Buddha on your arm. Yeah. Fuck, dude, that shit's sweet. Do you see that shit? Look at that shit
all
over.
That is pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's nice work.
I hit it up 3 times.
Yeah.
But you know why? I'm picky with my tattoos. If I'm gonna be rocking it, it's gonna be sick. I spent at least $500 on that Buddha.
Can I ask you a question? Which one's the shitty tattoo that you wish you never got?
None. Cover I don't up. Regret any.
No?
None.
Not one. Not you one. Got tattoos from your fucking arms, to your chest, to your
whatever. I've been getting tatted since I was 17. So for me to like drop money on tattoos, like I don't care. Like to me, it's on my body forever. So I'm not gonna care what I spend on it. You know? Like,
yeah. I can see as that long point as
it's
of view.
Good,
I've worth spent it. I've spent about 4,000 plus on all my tattoos.
Jeez,
4,000, but to me, it's worth it, and that's with the discount. I haven't gone to a shop. Everything's backyard stuff, but it's artists who do it on the side with 12 years plus, you know, experience. So like, I'm getting 40%, 50% off compared to a shop. Like the other day, I traded one of my artists a massage table. That's worth $300.
Did you use the massage table before you traded
it? I would have tried to.
I would have too. I mean, it's one of those
things. I would have tried to a couple of times.
Nah.
When you picked it up, you got a thought, hey, because you don't just come up on a massage table. You had to have a purpose in mind.
I had it planned out already.
But hold on, how did you get the massage table?
All right. I asked my artist, hey, anything you looking to trade? Anything you looking to trade? And he's like, you know what? I kind of do want a massage table to tattoo. And I was like, I'll get you a massage table. So I traded my dad's old compressor that he only paid $90 for. I traded that for a massage table for $300. I traded that for 7 hours of tattoo work in a shop.
Dude, it sounds like that one show that Craigslist show where they trade stuff.
That's what I do. That's what I do, man.
This motherfucker.
Dude, seriously, if the world lost its power like that show Revolution that everybody should watch, by the way, if the power goes out, I want to be with this guy, man. All right? He barters everything. All right?
Dude, like, in a medieval society, George would be king.
Seriously, dude, George is like the epitome of the word barter.
He would trade the king man. For the
would
crown.
They change it to
That's
George?
What he would do, and he would find a way to do it. He would be like, all right, check it out, king. I got a fucking cow, I got a sheep, and I got these two girls right here. I'll trade you for the crown. And then, boom, the guy would trade him like that. That's how crafty this guy is. This guy sold his truck for a
the
boat,
king would say yes to
another
that.
Truck,
I think he
and
would,
a guitar.
I think the king would hold George hostage and say, fuck you, I'm taking your bitches, I'm taking your cow, I'm taking your sheep.
No.
I'm gonna fuck him. That's what he's going to say.
And he's going to fuck the sheep?
Off? No.
Why
girl.
Would you
hey,
fuck a sheep?
We're
because
not that
he's
kind
a
of
king.
Show.
In the medieval times, that's what they do. Haven't you seen?
I never heard no kings fuck a sheep.
No, but
you don't know that.
That trade.
You don't know what they're fucking.
That trade. The Jeep. When I had the Jeep.
Yes.
All right. The Jeep was $6,500. I talked the guy down to $4,000 cash. I bought the Jeep 2 weeks. No, I think it's like a couple months later. I flipped it. Traded it for a 4Runner, a boat, and a trailer, a shotgun, a BMX bicycle worth $300, and what else? What else did I get? That guitar. The shotgun, the guitar, and the bike.
That was a nice guitar, by the way. I played it.
And the shotgun, I traded it for this right here. Remember that?
Yeah.
I traded it for this tattoo. Nice.
See what I mean? Like, it takes a special kind of person to pull that shit off.
When you don't have cash, you gotta money's out there. But
just gotta figure out how.
And nah, man,
money,
it makes
value.
Everyone's
it's
deed
value.
Towards George yeah. permanent.
And you gotta make people think like, hey, I need that item. I'm gonna agree with him, and I'm gonna get that item. And then I start small. I tell him, hey, I'll trade you this. It's a good deal. It's worth this much. I already expect him to say no, and I already have the backup plan to say, I'll throw in this. And I'll pick it up. And I was already going to pick it up. So I just make them feel like they're getting an even better deal. And they're like, I have to jump on this shit. You know? And that's when you have them.
See, that's crazy. But I bet that puts in a lot of work. Because you'd have to really find the right guy.
Now, when you grew up like that, it's just kind of like...
So how long you been pulling this fucking game? This scam?
This scam?
Scam?
It's not a scam, dude. It's hustling. Hustling, dude.
No, I'm totally with you.
I'm just busting your chops.
Dude, in 1 month, I think I made about $1,500 on Craigslist stuff alone. And I only worked about 20 hours out of that month. But it was mostly just being online here and there on my phone, and then just looking up shit, messaging people. I get a lot of no's, I get maybes, and the maybes, that's when I start taking at it, working out a deal with them. I'll throw in this. And I go around my house, I look at stuff that I don't really need, take a picture, and then I offer him that item.
How do you come up on all this other random stuff? Just find it?
It's either my stuff or it's my parents' stuff, but if it's my parents' stuff, I make sure I get a good deal where they could use that new item I'm getting as well. Mm. Like, I traded my old BMX bike to get my parents a dryer.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's like, not a bad deal. So the dryers are expensive.
Yeah, and it worked perfect. You know, it worked perfect. And I was like, dude. And on top of that, they paid me $20 for gas because I convinced them that it was too far.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This guy, you could have traded. Hey, I'm not my done. Nose Hold is on. Itchy. Can you scratch it
I'm
for
not done.
Me?
I'm not done yet. I threw in a beat-up old-school MP3 player that my brother had, and he gave it to me. Like, probably worth $5. And I just gave it to them. Part of the deal, you know? And, like, they hooked me up with 4 grams of weed.
Like, this guy could sell ice to Eskimos. He really could. Nah, dude. See, that's good. I can appreciate that a lot because it takes a special kind of person to be able to sell anything to anybody and have them walk away with a smile on their face. Exactly. Like they came out. You know?
That's how it is. Like they came out on top.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the business deal.
This sucker, he just got a truck, a boat, a guitar. What was the other thing?
A shotgun, and a
BMX bike, and I got his truck. Like, hold on a fucking minute.
You know, dude, he should be like on those. What is that show where they're
Barter
like
Barter Kings?
No, yeah,
Barter Kings.
That one.
Oh shit! I wasn't even talking about that. I was talking about the one where they go and buy stuff. Like,
oh, the coupon chicks.
No, buy a bunch of stuff. In a
Extreme
big storage? Couponers. Storage Wars?
Storage Wars.
Storage Wars, thank you. Okay. But the one with the big fat guy and the...
The funny thing is I'm working my way up to get a trailer to start doing that.
Storage units?
Yeah, storage units.
Dude, if I wasn't in school right now, I'd be like George's Apprentice, real talk.
No, you don't even know the beginning of that, huh?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I'm already starting my own online company this year.
Hey, man, if you need help, hit me up.
No,
Let's talk about it.
We're going to talk about this later. He already knows what I'm doing. He's already in the deal. Like, it's going to be a 5-man crew where we're only making about 20 to like 40,000 a month.
Excuse me, Mikey. Phone off doing podcast.
I'm sorry. Rude.
And then,
guys, I'm sorry.
And then my goal is a few months later, turn it to a 10 to 15-man crew making anywhere from 30 to 50,000 a month. And then... Eventually, make it a 20-man crew, like in 2 years, and we're gonna be making about 40 to possibly 70,000 a month.
Damn.
Yeah, and I'm talking about profit. I'm not talking about just
like overhead.
I have it all figured out because, like, not because of school, just because working so many warehouse jobs.
How many warehouses have you worked?
I think I've worked over 20 different jobs.
20 different jobs.
And I'm 24, but sometimes I work 2-3 jobs at once, you know?
Man can't keep you down, man. You just
and I've done everything from, like, order pulling, inventory, to office work, supervising, management type of things, you know? So I've seen every different position, what it takes to make a company run, you know, what it takes to get the profit, and how you have to be with customer service, money handling, customer feedback, you know, like keeping your good rep up, you know, and being on it to like where you're pushing out so many products in a single day, but not working that many hours in the day. Like my goal is to only work six hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and be making that much money.
Like, must be nice, man.
It's gonna be nice because... I've seen it all. You know, I've worked through it all. I worked from the bottom, and I already know I'm going to get to the top.
Yeah. Dave, that's good. I love that kind of confidence. You know, that's what drives you. Sometimes, you know what shares that confidence is, like, athletes and, like, fighters, people who think, like, dude, the world's not going to bring me down. I'm going to get there, and I'm going to do it, and I don't care who knows it.
Speaking of fighting, man, like, I think I'm going to, like, really try to get into, like, seeing if I can get, like, a professional fighting thing.
You want to do some boxing?
I just want to do 4 professional fights and get it on my bucket list.
What kind of fighting did you do? Have you had any training? Boxing.
I grew up in boxing. I've been doing it since I was like probably 8 years old.
Okay.
I trained myself on boxing.
Dude, I've always wanted to do a little boxing. I think I could do it. I'm Mexican, so I know I can take a punch.
Dude, you were training with me that one time, right?
Yeah, I gave
you a little taste.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, punching for an hour?
Oh, dude.
What was it?
We're doing curling, yeah, shoulders, push-ups, and then we would time
curling,
on hitting the back.
Shoulders, yeah. Push-ups.
And then that would be one set.
He had what he did is he had set up stations, right? So you do like he had like the special what's it called the barbells, special barbells, curls. And you do the curls with it, and then you do the arms, and then you just punch. Like punch for like.
I think we're going like
2 minutes.
Two, three minutes.
It was like 3 minutes. Yeah. 3 minutes, dude. Like you know, you think like 3 minutes. Fuck you! I can get up there and do 3 minutes. Fuck you! You know, it's hard.
But the thing is, I gave you a taste that day. I didn't want to give you my workout. My workout, I time myself 15 minutes and I do it 3 times. Professional boxers do 15 minutes nonstop on the bag. And they tire out, you know, that's what they can handle. I do that 3 times, and I take small breaks in between, you know. And on top of that, I'm doing, like, push-ups before, you know. I'm like,
dude, I was exhausted after 3 minutes. Like, and I'm trying to punch, and you can see, like, that I was tired by, like, minute 2.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a lot of pointers. Like, you should come by next time.
Dude, I'm down, dude. I want to learn how to defend myself, you know. That's one of the things that I always regretted. Like, I stopped taking karate when I was maybe, like, 6 because I thought it was stupid. Yeah. Like, took the test for yellow belt or orange belt, and, like, you know, you get the belt, and all right, I got a belt, and it was boring. You know, like, I wasn't learning a whole lot, and I guess I didn't give myself enough time. But when you're 6 or 7, and I had ADD, how are you going to keep me sitting there and try to, like, practice, like, one kick? You know? It's like, I need to go run and, like, just punch somebody or, like, run off the wall.
You didn't understand
around.
It was going to be good for you in the future, you know?
No freaking clue. I mean, exactly. Hindsight's 20/20. I mean, if I could do it again, you know, I would. But
a few years ago, I was going to go to Brazil to train in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And then I ended up breaking my arm.
Oh, what?
How'd you break your arm?
Fucking drunk times, man.
Oh, come on. I got to hear this story. Come on. Lay it down.
I don't know, man.
You don't want to say it?
It's a whole different story.
Whole different story? All right.
It's a long story, yeah.
Well, we're here for an hour.
It's like
you know that, right?
It's like, what, 23 stitches right there?
Son of a bitch. You guys can't see this, but there's a fucking nasty scar.
It's like pretty much my whole arm.
Whole forearm straight to his wrist.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then where the bone shot out right there on the other side?
That happened to me too. That I got the same thing on my left arm. I got it from a snowboard.
And I was so drunk that I was just like, I saw the bone just sticking out and just squirting blood out. And I was just like, oh, fuck.
And that, I just
grabbed it and I was like, just go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't even like hurt. It was hurting, but I wasn't really like in pain. I was kind of just like disappointed. Like, this really fucked up a lot of things in my life, you know?
Yeah.
I was working that one job at Nature's Best, and I was making, I forgot how much money I was making. I think it was like $800 a week, because I was working 12, 14 hours a day, and then overtime was like $21 an hour, you know, so.
You're a goddamn workhorse, man.
Yeah, and it was fucking, I think it was like 5, sometimes 6 days a week.
So how much were you pulling, like, yeah, dude, Mexican, so that's one thing they can do, they can work. There's that myth about the lazy Mexican, I don't believe it, I don't.
Nah, there's some lazy-ass Mexicans that pretend they know how to work, but they don't know how to work, they're just drunks.
You know what, I feel like that's a stereotype that, like, I feel should be broken, because I've seen a lot of Mexicans work really hard. They work hard.
I see them work hard every day.
Yeah.
Dude, who? Okay, first of all, like.
Oh, he's surrounded by like 60 of them. Just like Speedy Gonzalez all around you.
That's all I hear every day, dude.
Do you listen to that music?
It's forced. That's all I hear every day. That's all I hear every freaking day. Don't get me wrong. I respect the music, and I enjoy it from time to time.
Why do you respect it?
Because it's a different culture, dude. They don't play... Nobody else plays music like him.
No, that's true. They're actually heavily influenced by polka, Tex-Mex, a lot of, like, different...
And,
Tex-Mex. Steve Urkel stuff.
Mexican music is actually influenced by Tex-Mex.
No, oh, it's true.
Tex-Mex?
I did a report. Tex-Mex. I did a report.
Tex-Mex.
No, I know, but I'm saying Chex-Mix.
Food that's a mixture of Mexican food and Tex-Mex.
No, they're... Because... back then, what they had was a type of thing called folklorico, which is... they tell stories. That's how news and a lot of, like, events were able to be recorded.
Anyway, yeah, that music's cool. That's why I respect it. It's cool. But, I mean, I hear it every freaking day. All freaking day in the morning. I hear it for, like, 4 hours. I hear it for, like, 4 freaking hours, dude. 4. And it's loud. And my supervisor comes over. Hey, Sean, they call you. Son siete en ocho. You know? And I'm just like...
Shit,
I didn't even hear it. Everyone's speaking Spanish around here. I can't freaking, you know.
You tune out.
Tell the difference. Here I have a walkie-talkie on my waist and speaking Spanish. It all sounds like a Mexican song. I'm sorry. It really does. It sounds racist, but it's not. I'm just telling the truth.
No, you just can't speak Spanish.
Yeah, I can't. I can't fucking understand.
I can't either.
I can't understand if they're telling me to pull this
Sean's
number.
Here.
Standard.
Womp, 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 womp.
Standard. RY. 472.
You got the Charlie Brown effect.
You know, and I'm just like, all right, fine, I'll do that. You know, but it's like I can't understand that if they're speaking Spanish and then the Spanish music on the radio. You know, it's all blasted up. If it's all, it all sounds like the radio. It's the walkie-talkie versus the radio. They all sound the same. Yeah. But yeah. Anyway, so moving on. Sad to vent a little bit, you know?
It's okay. You had a long week at work. I understand.
No, it's fun. Don't get me wrong. It's very fun.
Yeah, see? Like, I don't know.
Everyone sees me. When my supervisor comes, he's like, ¿Qué pasó, Sean?
¿Qué pasó?
¿Qué pasó?
¿Qué pasó, Sean? What's happening, man? Nothing wrong? Everything good? Or what?
That's good, man.
It was Pablo.
This was on your ass, huh?
No, he's cool. He's cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
Nah,
buddy.
He's asking as a homie.
All right, we gotta take a quick podcast break, and we will be back in a minute.
Fucking finally!
All right, we're back from the break. Okay, so what were we talking about?
Wild animals.
Wild fucking animals.
Attacking their own owners after years of
dedication. Do you guys remember the show? When animals attack? Okay. I seen this one. Okay, this is a true story. I seen this one where the snake comes up through the toilet and he lives in the toilet and then it's sitting there in the toilet. Like, he comes through the pipes and he actually is in the toilet and then the little boy comes up and he's like, Mommy, Mommy, there's a snake in the toilet. Oh my God. And then the mom comes out and she's like, Oh my God! Like, there's a snake. Imagine, that scared me. As a a little kid,
yeah.
I was scared. I honestly didn't shit for like a week.
I remember that stage.
Yeah.
I remember that stage because I was scared myself.
Yeah, every time I check.
And after a while, I was like, you know what? If it bites me, it bites me. Fuck it, I gotta take a shit.
But imagine if a snake bit you in the ass while you're taking a shit. Like, that's the most vulnerable time.
Okay, at least I'm shitting on his face before I die.
They get a shit on his face.
Oh, fuck you.
That's a good way to go.
Eat my shit.
Or you guys remember the lawyer from Jurassic Park? When he's taking his shit, like, in the middle of a T-Rex attack. Like, who thought about, hey.
That was funny. Funny murder.
Yeah.
A funny killing.
And they even show him. He's just sitting there on the toilet like.
Ah, fuck. Might as well drop it.
T-Rex is like, you dirty bitch. I'm gonna eat you anyway. And just swallows him whole. See, that's one place where I wouldn't want to die. You know, with your pants down. Or, like, maybe with a belt around my neck hanging from a room. That would be a little weird, too.
Yeah.
That's the only other place that I think would be worse than dying on a toilet. Because then it's like, yeah, then you're like your David Carradine, where everybody knows you're a freaky bitch. You know? Anyways. Oh, no, another crazy animals. You know, David, is Carradine? Carradine. think. I don't know. I should Google this bitch. I got a computer. Hold
on. Talking about the monkey? The guy with the monkey? Mo? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. So Mo. did we talk about Mo the chip? You know Mo lives in Covina.
That was around here, yeah.
So, you know this story?
Mm-hmm.
You guys know this story?
Mo okay. the monkey?
So, there's these people that live literally like two blocks away from us. They owned a chimp, and they raised it from a chimp baby to be, like, an adult.
Super loyal.
Super loyal, super cool, smart, you know, and because they're primates, they're very smart, yeah. They're very capable, and they can get along with humans to a certain degree. Unfortunately, they are wild animals, so you're a fucking idiot if you think you can keep a wild animal in your house and expect nothing to go wrong. But these people, man, they had signs out on their lawn saying free Mo for like years.
After it attacked somebody.
Because some
they took
yeah,
the monkey away.
The he's a chimp, he's a primate, you know, he's an ape. They're different from monkeys.
Half people, half monkey.
They're a lot closer. But he attacked somebody, and then, you know, the authorities got involved, and they removed the animal, and they took him to a special wildlife sanctuary for just chimpanzees. Well, the owners were allowed to visit the chimp. They were allowed to go and see the chimp and visit with them. Do you know what happened to this guy? The other chimp, because they would bring him,
the
like,
other chimp threw poop at him.
No! You don't even know the story, so shut your mouth. God damn it.
All wild.
No, actually, what happened was they would bring
all
like
I heard
the chimp.
Was chimps.
They would chimp. They bring the chimp birthday cake on his birthday. The other chimps got jealous. So you know what they did? They attacked the man. They ripped his dick off. Mm-hmm. They mauled his face. He's completely disfigured now. Yeah. You can't even recognize him. He was disfigured beyond recognition. And the whole time he was with his wife. The wife had to hide at their table watching her husband get mauled by chimpanzees.
See, that made me not want to have a monkey. Not,
hell
not the biting
fucking
part.
Yeah. Dude, where, I don't want a monkey
no,
for that reason,
too.
Not
the biting part, where they say he ripped his dick off.
Ripped
that's
his
like,
dick
all right,
off.
Dude, at least bite me. Why are you going to rip off my dick?
Because they do that in the wild. They attack other primates.
Yeah, no mercy.
Well, yeah, other chimpanzee troops.
No gay shit.
It was previously believed that humans were the only animals that had warfare. Most animals, when they kill something or they try to attack something, it's because they want it for food or they want it for survival. They have to destroy another animal. Chimps are crazy motherfuckers, and they do commit warfare. The chimp troop will attack another chimp troop and kill a whole clan of chimps and absorb their women into their group so they can make their group stronger.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
They're just
the only
like,
other animals
like
that,
Indians.
That are recorded. No
just like Indians back in the day. That's what they used to do.
Yeah, but I wouldn't compare Indians to like chimpanzees.
But
it was they were both ruthless, for sure.
But sex is what drives them. You know? Mating.
I don't know.
The pride.
See?
Recruiting.
This is what goes into like the human psyche. It's like, how different are we from animals, you know?
We're
really?
Not.
We're not that different. We're just like a higher evolved animal.
Yeah, just a little bit smarter.
But there are certain things that are kind of like ingrained into like human nature that are really hard to breed out. And I think that we're as a society, we're evolving. We're trying to become a little more, you know, sophisticated, a little less bloodthirsty. But in reality, we're still just, you know, we're just bald monkeys. You know, that's how we are.
Yeah.
So. That's why I say it's like sometimes it's hard to like kind of differentiate, but when you got like crazy chimps like that living in your home that can rip your dick off, there's an issue there.
Yeah.
I don't think people should be able to own wild animals. And as a matter of fact, you know, you ever been to a zoo?
Many times.
Okay, I liked the zoo as a kid, and it wasn't until I was an adult when I realized these poor animals, man. They live
locked
in a cage,
up,
you know,
in jail. And display.
And when I was younger, I didn't understand the difference because I was like, well, they're getting food, you know, they got water. What are they complaining about? Dude, it's such a different thing to live out in nature and to be part of like a greater expanse. You have places to roam. It frees you. Freedom is the most precious thing in this world that we can hang on to.
They don't know that they're going to get killed in the wild and they have a better chance of survival being locked up, but...
I'm sure, you know...
But they appreciate at least having a chance in what they want, you know?
Yeah. I feel like if you were... I don't know. I don't know what it's like to be a chimp. But I know that I would probably rather live, you know, what do you call it? Die on my feet and live on my knees.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what the chimps are. But then at the same time, I really like going to see the animals. Yeah. Like, it's really amazing. Emiliano
Zapatos. Zapata. No. Pancho Villa said that.
That's a good quote. Yeah. It's a powerful thing to say.
I saw that shirt.
Did you?
High school.
Yeah, chimps are some crazy freaking animals, man. That's why
when I was younger, I had a skate team. I called Gorilla Skate Team. And
that was Gorilla with the O or Gorilla with the UE?
It was Gorilla, like the soldier, the Mexican soldier. Mm. So yeah, UE. But
used to skate
for 8 years, man.
Yeah, how come you don't do no more?
I still have my board. I still have my long board. I still have my my street board. I probably skate like I try to skate at least once, twice every 3 months. You know, like keep my tricks in. I used to have like at least 40 different tricks I used to be able to do, like at least like every 2-3 tries. And now, like, I only have like 20 different tricks I can do, but at least I can still do my tricks.
See, I always was into skating. I just never could do it. Like, to me, it was really hard, and it was one of the things you had to stick with. Mm-hmm. And you had to like suck a lot for a long time.
No, I sucked a lot for like the first.
I couldn't get over that hump, man. I couldn't do it. Like, man, I can't ollie. I've been doing this shit all day. Yeah. What the fuck, you know? And I just left. Screw this. I'm going to play video games.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I picked up skateboarding when I was little. When I was like 10 years old. Mm-hmm. I tried it. I fell a lot. I tried the ollie. I fell a lot. I tried riding it. I fell a lot. And I just gave up. I went back at it a few years later, middle school. Tried it again. I learned a few tricks. I got up to the kickflip. And then after that, I just fell off from it. Then I picked it up again sophomore year. Then after that, that's when I almost got sponsored. I almost got sponsored junior year by Skate Shop in Extreme Board Shop in Glendora. They almost picked me up.
See, I never was a skater, really. I hung out with a lot of skaters. Actually, I would do the filming. I would like hold the camera or like watch.
I was actually, when I started Gorilla Skating, I was the one that started it. I had the camera. I had the video editing software. I had the camera, like, to take pictures, the camcorder to shoot video.
And I would follow them on the skateboard, too. You kind of chase them. You still learn how to skate a little bit because you have to keep up. Because you want those moving shots, those action shots.
You got to have, like, a steady camera. So for you to be holding that camera steady, you know, you got to know how to ride a board really good, you know. Because you're hitting cracks, you're hitting turns, you're speeding up, you're stopping, you know. So you got to know how good control of the board, you know.
Yeah. No, that's awesome, man. I was never that good. You know, I actually started getting good at, like, snowboarding when I was a little younger because I didn't have, you know, like, with ADD, man, I'm like, if it doesn't interest me within the first 10 minutes, I'm done. You know, I gotta go. I wanna find something else that'll
stimulate. And you need that rush.
But, see, with snowboarding, it's like, this thing is strapped to your feet. You're not going anywhere. Okay, you're on top of a mountain. You either go down or you just sit down. You know, so I had to go down, and that forced me. And then eventually, you kind of learn to control your board. You learn how to use it. You know how to jump. You know how to move. And then things become easier. And that was like that was the discipline I needed, was some place to be like, dude, you just took a lift. You're, you know, a couple thousand feet up. Yeah. You're not going anywhere unless you get down on that board.
Exactly.
Or you can be a pussy and just fucking get the ski patrol to take you down. And like, you know? Fuck that. Like, I'm not sitting in the back holding on to some guy like, that wasn't me. I was too much of a punk, you know, to do that. But that's what ended up disciplining me to, like, get into it. Cool thing about skateboarding was that you can do it anywhere, at any time, in any place.
Not really. All the good spots, cop infested.
So, did you ever have to run from a lot of cops?
I ran away from a lot of cops. I would say at least 20 different times.
20 different times?
Securities, probably like about 20 different times.
Do you ever have like that classic security guard, that fat guy that's eating donuts and like he's like catches you in a little cart and he's like, hey, you can stop.
I wish. No? One time I had, alright, in Pasadena, I was skateboarding. We were skateboarding there for like 10 minutes. And I had a feeling like I saw something like move inside the building. So I checked it out and like I looked inside and I saw a security look at me. And then I was like, oh shit. And I just started running. And we got all our skateboarding stuff, like my bag, my skateboard. Like I told my buddy, let's go. We started running. And then all of a sudden I look back and he's like just full sprint trying to catch up to us. And I start right. I jump on my skateboard, and all of a sudden he just pulls me off my skateboard, throws me down, and he just starts searching my bag. And then he's all, "Oh, I thought you were tagging." And I was like, "Oh shit!" So he let us go back, let us skate.
Really?
Yeah.
The whole day.
Yeah, but he thought we were tagging, you know, because you know skateboarding it's affiliated with tagging.
Is it really? Like, I didn't know. Yeah, that. Skateboarding. How is it
affiliated? Like. A lot of skaters, they tag, yeah. they trespass,
it's all
they
the same like subculture, the same kind of
thing. Yeah, like skateboarding, rapping, tagging, you know, breakdancing. It's kind of like in the same thing.
Yeah, see, that's the one thing where I never really caught was tagging. I never really appreciated like the defacing of public property, and I know that kind of sounds lame.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I don't know. Especially looking now at it, it's like, dude, somebody else. Like, spent time painting that shit, and you're gonna fuck up somebody else's day right now.
Yeah, but it's a thrill. It's a rush. Like, it's not, oh, yeah, you're gonna tag somewhere where nobody can see it. You're gonna tag somewhere where everybody's gonna see it, and you're trespassing. You're on blast. Like, I did it right here in the storage place when I was in high school. We tagged up an old base stencil. Mm-hmm. We climbed, I think, like, at least 15 feet up on the side, right here off of Azusa Avenue, Main Street, a bunch of cars passing by, you know, obviously people can see us on the main street, a lot of traffic. We climbed up there, we just started throwing up the stencils, but it was a rush,
yeah.
You know, like, it was a sick rush, so I was like, dude, this is sick.
You always get a rush when you're doing shit you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're in a place you're not supposed to be. Like, I remember, like, just, like, if you just skip class, you know, you'd still, like, oh, yeah, fuck, yeah, I'm a badass, like, skip class, I'm not going to third period, fuck that, I'm going home. And you feel, like, all cool and shit for the day, it's like, fuck you.
And that's what made me good at skateboarding, skipping class. I would skip class to bus missions, to go to L.A., to go to Pasadena.
To hit the hot spots.
Yeah, all the professionals would skate. Just to skateboard.
Those, like, play, you know, that's a great thing about living in L.A. is, like, you could see the places in the magazines, like, where this guy fucking did. Like, you could see, like, Andrew Reynolds shot, yeah, like, Cook hitting exactly. A 10 stair, and you're just like, fuck, man, that was sick. I want to see that stair.
When I found that, one of their gaps, when I found Andrew Reynolds' gap in Pasadena, I was like, dude, this is that one shot from the video where he does a backside kickflip. It was a double set. It was a six stair, a gap, and then another six stair. So it was like about like 16, 17 stairs, like at least. And there were like big stairs, each step like at least like what, 2 feet?
Mm-hmm. 2 feet? That's
no, a foot and a half. Foot and a half.
Okay.
Like big steps. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that gap, I was like, dude, I'm going to try to ollie this.
Did you make it?
40 tries, dude. 40, like, at least, no, I would say at least, like, 20-something tries. I banged up my hip, I rolled my ankle, I was, like, all jacked up, dude. Like, I kept landing it, but I would shoot off. I kept landing it, or I would shoot back, or forward, or, like, I wouldn't even get close, or I'd hit the stair, like,
fuck.
Like, dude, I was so beat up, but I at least landed it. And then I hit a crack and then flew off. So I landed it for 2 seconds. So I was like, you know what?
But you didn't even finish.
I'll take that as I gapped at least
you made the gap. You
13,
just
14 stairs, you know?
You didn't hit the landing. That's okay. It's still an accomplishment in itself.
It wasn't that good video shot. That's why I was disappointed, you know?
Let's look at one of those Bigfoot videos. You know, you got like a tree in
the You gotta have proof that you did it, you know? But it felt good trying something a pro did, even though he did it like nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, see, that's the one thing I've always admired about skateboarding was the fucking balls it takes to like hit a fucking jump over and over again after you know you're getting your ass beat. Son, you're getting beat down, you're falling into shit, your face is bleeding, your arms are bruised up, and you're still like, oh fuck, I know I can do this motherfucker.
But when you're a skateboarder, you don't even think about that.
No,
you don't. You all you think about is landing that trick. Like I've snapped two boards and I snapped a truck, and I still went back, swapped it all out, went back, and then I finally landed that trick. That's what it takes. That's what skateboarding is.
Really?
It's completing that trick, and then, like, knowing that you did it. It doesn't matter who saw it, but you did it.
Yeah, see, I've always been more of a snowboarder, but I know that, like, when the difference between it is, like, you only have one shot. You gotta hit it, and if you don't make it, you can get hurt, you gotta think about it the whole way down and the whole way up, and that's like another 20 minutes before you get back up onto that same spot.
Yep.
You know, like, it's not like you can just like hike back up. You can, but you end up like, you know, wearing yourself out lifting that board coming up a mountain, because you're climbing up a mountain with two things strapped to your feet. Yeah. You can take it off, but you still get tired. Yeah. You know. So what I would do is I would just kind of hit it, I'd miss. Keep going down, and I'd try to hit another set of, like, gaps and jumps and rails.
So you're good at rails?
That was always my thing, because I liked rails. Mm. I did a lot of, like, I like to do, like, backside board slides and stuff like that.
All right.
Yeah. Or, actually, no, frontside board slides, because that's the correct. You kind of fall backwards, and then you kind of do, like, the little, like, frontside board slide, fitty-fitty, kind of, like, line right out. And do like 180 out. Try to put a little flair to it so the girls are watching.
I think I'm going to try it this year. Snowboarding for my first time.
Yeah, dude. Let's go, man. I've been wanting to go. I'm willing to take a whole day off work just so I can go.
All right.
I want to go on a Wednesday.
But how much do I need?
I have a board. And you're about the same top size as me, so you can borrow it. And then we'll set it up. Because I got a board and bindings, and you can use it. It's an older board.
If anything, I'll take my skis and I'll sell them out there.
All right. So you want to know something funny about, like, actually the snowboarding culture? He says, do you have places where you can lock up your stuff?
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't use it because you actually have to check in and like, get a little ticket. Or you can leave it right there by the door, and most people won't steal your board. But, like, you see, you know, like, hundreds of dollars worth of boards kind of stacked against the wall. Yeah. If nobody's watching, they can just snag it and walk in another car.
Yeah, but I don't think that those kinds of places attract the kind of people who are thinking like that or would do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think so either.
Snowboarding until and skiing is a upper-class hobby.
It is. But until Mountain High started promoting themselves a lot more, it's becoming a lot more popular. It's a lot more crowded, and that's the place where I notice it the most. Because at Mountain High, you'll get like a fucking, you know, group
cholo
of
cholo here and there,
you know, cholos, ghetto people, just kind of walking in, and then just like they're not snowboarding. They're too cool for it, so they wear their tank tops and shorts, their fucking jean shorts that go past their knees, and they're sitting there, hey fucker, you know, and they're just drinking the whole time and watching like their kids go boarding. Those are the guys I worry about, because I seen them looking at the boards. I never seen them take it.
But that.
But I seen them. I heard them talking about it.
That's like, a nice board.
Yeah.
I'm a jackie.
Like they'll say shit like that. Like I've heard it in my own ears. Like I'm not, you know, I love a Mexican just as much as the next guy.
You know why? Because they're thinking like Craigslist. Hey, I'm gonna flip it.
You know what? I don't. I think it's just a mentality. It's like when you're raised in like that kind of world where it's like, I can take that, I can make money off that, or I can sell that, or I can keep that, and that's mine. And there's nobody who can stop me to take it. it's horrible, and I don't agree with that kind of thinking, but it exists.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off a little bit. So ever since then, I've always had somebody watching my board, or like I'll like put it there, and I'll run in and try to pee as fast as I can and shake that shit and then go out and then, you know, then go wash my hands and then run back out again.
Yeah.
But it's a sad world we live in. But cool thing is, skateboarding, you don't have to worry about that. It falls off your feet, then you go pick it up.
Yeah, exactly.
But
it's cheap. It's a cheap hobby, but you actually have to buy shit.
It's expensive.
If you buy the pro shit. Yeah. But like, the pro boards alone are like $58, plus the trucks, they're like...
It's like $40-$50, I think.
Yeah, about the same.
Another $20-$30.
Yep.
Bearings.
I wouldn't get pro wheels too much, but pro wheels, they cost like at least $25-$30. Bearings, you need good bearings, or else you're going to be pushing forever and not getting enough speed. So, like, my board at home, it's worth... I think when I got it, it was like $150. Right now, I mean, used, probably worth $80 still. It's a pro board.
How much did you spend on it?
Probably like, it's a $150 board. Probably only spent like about $110.
Okay.
Yeah, I never pay full price on anything.
I've noticed, man. You'll trade it.
No, I used to work at a skate shop for like a couple years, so
yeah?
I still have the hookup at a couple places.
That's cool. I wish I still had hookups at like the places I used to work, but like a lot of times people kind of move on and then you don't know anybody.
Yeah.
So,
like Vans, remember Vans?
Dude, I worked there for 5 years. I got 50% off shoes, and I thought like I was like, okay, for a good year, I'm probably good. You still get the same discount. No. Unfortunately, the friends that I have that work there, they're a little stingy.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, dude, come on. I know you can do it. Yeah, I don't want to cut. Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, sometimes they kind of do look into it, but not that much. They could do it here and there.
I can put this guy on blast, he's not here, but fuck this guy for this, all right? I was telling him, I was like, because he, you know, every like Christmas and back to school sale, they give out these little coupons for you to have to your friends. You get 30% off. I used to give them out to my mom, and I say, just give them out to all your friends. I don't care.
Yeah.
I said, I don't care. They don't have to buy them at my store. I don't care. Just go use them. Get some money. Get some 30% off. That's a good deal. This guy had like 10 of them, and I said, hey man, give me one. And he's like, yeah, sure. Come to my store, which is 20 minutes away. Come to my store, and then you can use it. I said, well, I can't really make it out there. I don't really want to drive all the way out there. I said, give me one, and I'll just buy one at the store by my house. It's the closest one. Why am I going to drive, like, twice the mileage in my car that's going to cost me another, like, you know, $6-$7 just to go out to where you're at? And he's like, oh, well, if you don't come out to where my store's at, you don't get one.
Dang.
I was like, what a dick, man. Like, I just want to save 30%. Why do you got to be a fucking asshole about it?
Yeah, I'm not asking for the full employee discount.
I'm not even, like, asking for the employee discount. Like, I'm just trying to be cool about it. Like, just throw me a fucking bone here. Help me out. Well, if you're not going to support my store, fuck your store. You know, you don't fucking get any money from any profit that the Vans Corporation makes. First of all, Vans is owned by VF Corporation, so not even like they're owned by Vanity Fair. They're not even like a small company anymore.
Yeah.
So really, the commission that you get doesn't exist because you don't even get commission when you work at Vans. That's the thing. So it's all about a numbers game. So they try to like give you like some sort of like kind of concept, like, oh, check it out. You are part of this store and you make this store work. So every time that we make more money, that's good for you, right?
Yeah.
No, you're still getting paid $10 an hour.
Yeah.
You know, really? You care about your fucking employees? Fuck you. Pay me.
Was that the manager price?
Yeah, exactly.
No way. I thought they were making $13.
This guy... Dude.
For managers.
I was a manager. I made 11 something.
Dang.
Yeah. And I would close in stores, open in stores. I was working at stores that weren't even mine for weeks. I was working at stores like... 45 minutes away from my house.
That's not even bad.
No, dude, that company screwed me.
I mean, think about it.
No, they pushed me into that situation because I was supposed to be a manager at my store, which lived 5 minutes from my house. they made me go to stores that were 45 minutes away because I didn't get along with the manager.
They ain't putting Vans on blast here.
Fuck yeah, dude! I'm upset. I don't like being.
She's rocking Vans. He's rocking Vans.
I'm wearing them too.
Vans for life.
I
skateboarding Southern California Vans.
I'm not gonna lie. I love the products. I just think that they're overpriced.
No, yeah.
They're overpriced. No, now, yeah.
Since the 90s, they spiked up, what, at least 15 bucks on the shoes?
Yeah.
At least 15 bucks. And it's
what
changed? It's still cardboard.
Yeah, it's still same
It's
same
still
shoes.
Cardboard inside. I split them open before.
Dude, when I worked there, the socks were like 10 bucks for 3 pairs, which is expensive. But they had said Vans on them, so I got it. They raised $3 in the last 2 years.
Yep.
$3. That's a lot of money per sock. And they make you... I'm not going to go into this. This is boring shit. All I'm saying is, that's what I learned. I don't like the corporate monster.
Dude, you know, I used to work for this shop. I'm not going to say the name. But I was a manager. I was pretty much... I didn't have the title, but I had the key. I was opening and closing. I was... setting up everything. I was doing inventory. I was doing training of new hires, like everything. Everything a manager does, I was doing. And I was not only that, but I was doing most sales in 6 months in a row.
How much were they paying you?
$8 an hour.
See what I mean? You see what I mean? Corporations will take advantage.
It was a small company. That's why I let it go. You know. And I got the experience. I was young. I was only 18.
A smaller company, I can understand it. But still.
18, though. 18, a manager.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, if the guy's putting the work in, throw him a little extra cash, make it worth him. Worth it for him. Because these are the people that you want to keep at your store. Yeah. These are the people that are going to make you money. So spend a little extra. But the corporation doesn't think like that. They're like, I can get, 10 other motherfuckers that are exactly like this guy, make me the same money. And it's like, now you're looking at people as, commodities. You're not looking at them as a person.
Dude, that's the American way, dude.
It's wrong. That's what I'm saying. It's wrong because we all are people. We all exist and we all make an impact on this world. There should be a way so you don't have to fuck your employees and still make good money.
Dude, that's the American way, though.
I'm just saying...
Fuck people over till you get to the top.
There is an ethical way to do business where you can take care of your employees and you can still make a lot of money.
That's why I'm starting my company.
Exactly.
You know, my company, I want my company to be where I take a vacation, we're taking a company vacation. We're closing the shop for a few days and we all take a vacation. Or we have the other people take over it, or have somebody else watch it, you know, and have the people who've been there from the beginning take the vacation, you know.
Look, I believe that all people should be entitled to having vacation days, and all people should be entitled to having a fair work wage. And if you can't pull your own fucking weight, that's your deal, and then you deserve to be fired. But I'm just saying, there should be a way to ethically do business, to make a decent amount of profit, still stay in business, and take care of your employees. Because that is the American way. That is the American dream. That's the dream that existed prior to the corporate takeover of this fucking country, and it pisses me off.
Well, talk to Reagan about that.
Yeah. Thanks, Reagan. Let's not go into presidential history now. It's been 30 years.
I'm going to take a piss.
Okay. Or, hey, sit down. We're going to wrap this podcast up anyway.
All right.
So, thank you, George, again for coming on the podcast.
Hey, sit down.
Sit down.
Get sit your here. Ass down.
I'll sit down, boy.
Get over here.
Thank you, George, again for coming on the podcast. We'll have you back again, man.
Next time I'll be rapping.
All right, yeah, we'll do it, man. We'll have the stuff ready.
A little hip hop cypher
going
on.
Okay. This is Mikey signing off.
All right. See you later, Mikey.
Bye, Mikey.